This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and it's time for a confession. I'm what you might call a low-key philatelist. I probably have more stamps than I will ever need to mail for the rest of my life. Star Trek? Check. WPA murals? Check. Illinois Bicentennial? Of course. But you don't have to be a stamp aficionado, a philatelist, to wonder how exactly the process of designing a stamp works. Who chooses the photos or artwork on the small sticky rectangles needed to send a letter? And can just anyone get their photo or design on an official U.S. Postal Service stamp? This next conversation from March helped clear up some of those questions. I was joined by longtime Alton, Illinois resident Walter Blackledge, whose photo of the Great River Road was chosen for the USPS's Mighty Mississippi series, coming out later this month on May 23rd. Walter is a database administrator and programmer at Southern Illinois University. He's also a photographer whose pictures range widely with a focus on local landscape pieces in the River Bend area. And to talk about the stamp selection process and the team behind it, we were also joined by William Gicker, Director of Stamp Services at the Postal Service Headquarters in Washington, D.C. Our show is on tape today. We will be back with a new program on Wednesday. In the meantime, you can let us know what you thought of our conversation by sending an email to talk@21stshow.org or tweet us at 21st Show, at 21st Show. Okay, here now is that conversation. Walter, I want to begin with you. I understand your work in computer programming got you into photography. Can you talk about your journey there? How'd you get started?
Yeah, so after a stint in the Marine Corps, I took a job with Texas Instruments and Unisys, and I ended up working over in Heidelberg, Germany. And I didn't really have anything to do other than work over there for the U.S. Army. I was a civilian at the time. And so I got into photography over there back when before digital photography. They had a dark room on the base, and I think it was like 50 cents an hour. It was designed for soldiers to use, and I had Army barracks privileges at the time. So I would get in there at 2 a.m. and nobody else was in there, and got to learn how to develop film and whatnot. And bought a camera and decided to just kind of go around Heidelberg and take pictures of things. It's such a rich environment in Europe. I didn't realize for 6 months I was working right across the street from where Martin Luther tacked his proclamation up on the church door. It's just, there's so much history over there that you can just take photos of. So that's how I kind of started. And I have a lot of crazy hobbies, as my wife can attest to. Beekeeping, metalworking, woodworking. I have a lot of weird hobbies. So anyway, that's how I got started. And I ended up making the switch to digital a decade ago or so, and took photos of around the Alton, Illinois area. And that's how this stamp ended up becoming, or this photo of the stamp becoming a stamp.
Yeah, well, before we get into that process, take us back to that day where you took the photo, right? You're along the Great River Road. Where were you? Did you know you had something special? Take us back there.
Okay. So I was it was fall color time, and I wanted to catch that at peak if I could. It was taken from Portage de Sioux, which is right across the river in Missouri, between Grafton, Illinois, and Alton, Illinois. There's a statue over there, and you can drive down to it. It's public, and I think there's a marina there and whatnot. And so I just kind of camped out there with a tripod and a camera, and just took different photos. There were some sailing boats going by and whatnot, and took some more pictures of the bluffs that day. And the Brett Starwood, the director of the Alton Visitor Center, I usually just gave him photos, and he could make postcards out of them or whatever. I never really wanted any money for it. Just the recognition of actually taking the photo was fine with me. He printed these up and had them hanging in the visitor center. And then he'd also, give them to bed and breakfasts and things like that in the town to promote Alton tourism. And so that's kind of how that happened with that particular photograph. He got in touch with me years later, this was, I think, around 6 to 8 years ago when this photo was taken. He got in touch with me a few years ago and said, hey, they want to make a postage stamp out of one of your photos.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. At first, I thought somebody's probably scamming you. That just doesn't sound
all right. Well, let's take a pause on that part of the conversation. Okay. And I'm going to bring William Gicker in now, who is, as I mentioned earlier, the director of stamp services at the USPS in Washington, D.C. This makes you in charge of, as I understand it, all aspects of the Postal Service stamp program. That's a very big deal in that sub community of people who are into stamps. How did you get into that role?
I started actually in stamps at the Postal Service in 1998 and worked through various positions and ended up as the director of stamp services about 2 years ago now. So I've been a study for about 23 years.
23 years. And so I understand there's an entire committee currently, what is it, 13, who are dedicated to the stamp selection process. Can you talk about that? What goes into choosing the images that go on stamps?
Sure. Yes, the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee is a group of up to 15 people. I do believe we have 13 at the moment. And that group was formed in 1957 to help the Postal Service basically review, they're the voice of the public. They review all public submissions on a quarterly basis. We receive about 30,000 suggestions a year for stamps, and the committee goes through every one of those suggestions as long as it meets our posted criteria. Criteria is posted on USPS.com, and they weigh the suggestions purely by merit. So it doesn't matter if a single person writes in or if there's a big letter writing campaign. All subjects are just based purely on merit.
How long does that process work? Does every member of the community review all 30,000? They divvy them up? What is that like?
They review them as a committee. They do tend to divvy them up to do a deeper dig into or deeper dive into the particular subject areas. But as a group, they do talk about and consult about each subject to determine whether or not to put it under consideration for a future stamp issuance.
And just to be clear, anyone can submit any idea. And you mentioned there are some guidelines. If we end this conversation, I want to go write a letter and propose to put my dog on a U.S. stamp. I can mail that in. Like talk to me about some of the submissions you've gotten over the years, maybe.
Sure. Well, they're far ranging, I have to say. But there are certain criteria to be considered on a stamp. A subject has to have national appeal. So we don't do anything too regional
Dog Lucy is not going to qualify.
Yeah. For individuals, they have to be deceased for 3 years. But other than that, all subjects pertain to American history and culture, but are not strictly American. If they had a big impact, but were originally from somewhere else, then they could still be considered on a stamp. But it's basically our job is to celebrate the best of America and everything that goes into our culture, environment, history, society.
All right, let me remind listeners, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with William Gicker, who's Director of Stamp Services at the U.S. Postal Service headquarters in Washington, and Walter Blackledge, who is a photographer, also a database administrator at SIU, but more to our conversation, he's a photographer, one of his many hobbies, and he took a photo that is going to be on a series of stamps coming out later this year called Mighty Mississippi. It's of the Mississippi River, obviously. It's got beautiful fall colors. So, Walter, let's go back to the story. You've had your photos on the phone book in City Hall there in Alton. You get a phone call, though, that says, hey, we want to take this old photo of yours and put it on a stamp. You said you had a skeptical reaction to that.
Well, yeah, one thing about photography and music and hobbies, there's always a level of people trying to just be polite, say scam you, because you want to think your product is really worth something. And hey, look, there's somebody who wants to buy my music or my whatever. So at first I was skeptical, and I Googled the information he gave me, and I was like, okay, this seems legit. And my one focus on legitimacy for this that anybody can use is, which direction does the money flow? So if the money is flowing towards me, it's usually not a scam. If they want, oh, you have a $100 application fee or something like that, then I'm like, okay, well, if you think it's that valuable, you can fork up the $100 and front it to me, and you'll know real quick whether it's a scam or not. Well, it all checked out. So I was real happy. I was really, I'm a lot of gratitude there for the U.S. Postal Service. I'm really honored by it.
William Gicker, do you get that reaction a lot? Are people usually excited? Do they think it's a scam? I mean, maybe you're not involved at this level of the process. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's being on a stamp or getting your work on a stamp is pretty unique. I mean, out of the 30,000 suggestions, only about 25 issuances come out a year. So it is still pretty rare. We still do see it very much as an honor, both to be featured on a stamp as a subject matter, but also to have your art or your photography on a stamp. So these are cultural icons. They do become part of our history. So we think it's a big deal. So we're very happy when those involved also feel honored by being able to be a part of it.
And just to be, how long is a stamp for? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of forever stamps nowadays. I know that's right in the title of the stamp, but yep. Maybe you can just talk about that aspect of this.
Well, commemorative stamps, we issue annually. So we do one print run. We do a print run that should last about a year, maybe a year and a half. The intention is that there is turnover in the commemorative stamps to make room for new commemorative stamps. So as you said, forever isn't a title. Forever means that the stamps are always valued at the current first class, first ounce rate. So to mail a letter, it'll always be good for that rate if it hasn't been used. But the print run lasts about a year and a half and then is gone.
Which is why I stocked up on those amazing Art Deco design stamps that came out a few years ago that you can't find anymore, at least not at their retail price. Walter, we're coming to the end of our conversation. You know, in this digital age, everyone is an artist or creator, it seems, sometimes. Anyone can take a photo, put it up on Instagram. How does one set themselves apart or find a niche of, you know, going from hobbyist, you know, taking snapshots to doing photography?
Well, I am pretty much self-taught. A lot of books, a lot of YouTube videos. There's just months worth of information on YouTube if you want to find, for whatever it is, writing music or photography or, you know, welding, whatever your hobbies are, you can find it probably on YouTube. I would say start there, pick up a few books on Amazon or someplace, and just practice. You also, I've noticed people who have a much better eye for photography than I do. They can capture the moment. And originally I started, I wanted to make films, and I actually had a film over at the St. Louis International Film Festival, short film. But I decided I would do better with photography because it's, instead of doing 24 frames a second, I can do one frame and get it right as opposed to mess up 24 frames a second. And I thought I'd start from scratch with photography and work my way back into video. But that's how I started. I am a stamp collector too. I used to it as a child, and I inherited my grandmother's stamp collection.
Amazing. Well, the Mighty Mississippi stamp series is going to be 10 stamps. I believe it's coming out May 23rd. It's going to be in Memphis, Tennessee, will be the sort of ceremony where they issue those stamps. The rest of us will be able to get them soon after, I suspect. And you can find a picture of Alton, Illinois photographer Walter Blackledge. His photo of the beautiful fall foliage along the Mississippi River will be part of that. We've also been speaking with William Gicker, Director of Stamp Services at the U.S. Postal Service headquarters in Washington. Walter, William, thanks so much. This conversation was a lot of fun. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And once again, the Mighty Mississippi series of stamps will be available to the public for purchase later this month. And that's all the time we have for our show today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey, Aiden Jote, and Erica Scalise, who's also our engagement producer. Our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.